The gunslinger dropped a hand to his left hip as he turned toward the street, an old habit that paid no comfort this time. Both revolvers were in the trunk of Cullum's Galaxy, wrapped in their cartridge belts. Before he could get going again, Eddie grabbed his shoulder. The gunslinger swung round, eyebrows raised, faded eyes on his friend. "We have a saying in our world, Roland. We say, so-and-so was grasping at straws."
"And what does it mean?"
"This," Eddie said bleakly. "What we're doing. Wish me good luck, fella."
Roland nodded. "Aye, so I do. Both of us."
He began to turn away, and Eddie called him back again. This time, Roland wore an expression of faint impatience. "Don't get killed crossing the street," Eddie said, and then briefly mimicked Cullum's way of speaking. "Summer folks are thicker than ticks on a dog, and they're not riding horses."
"Make your call, Eddie," Roland said,
and then crossed Bridgeton's high street with slow confidence, walking in the same rolling gait that had taken him across a thousand other high streets in a thousand small towns. Eddie watched him, then turned to the telephone and consulted the directions. After that, he lifted the receiver and dialed the number for directory assistance. 6. "He didn't go," the gunslinger had said, speaking of John Cullum with flat certainty. And why? Because Cullum was the end of the line. There was no one else for them to call. Roland of Gilead's damned old Ka, in other words. After a brief wait, the directory assistance operator coughed up Cullum's number. Eddie tried to memorize it. He'd always been good at remembering numbers. Henry had sometimes called him Little Einstein. But this time he couldn't be confident of his ability. Something seemed to have happened either to his thinking processes in general, which he didn't believe, or to his ability to remember certain artifacts of this world, which he sort of did.